Dear friends at the Bellworth Park community, this is Father Scott with another reflection. You know, there's different types of bamboo trees. And I want to tell you of a special type of bamboo tree called the Moso bamboo tree. The Moso is a bamboo plant that grows in China and the Far East. After the Moso is planted, no visible growth occurs for up to 5 years. Even under ideal conditions. Then, as if by magic, it suddenly begins growing at the rate of nearly 2.5 feet per day, reaching a full height of 90 feet within 6 weeks. But it's not magic. The Moso's rapid growth is due to the miles of roots it develops during those first 5 years. 5 years of getting ready. Now, why am I sharing that with you? Because so many times in my priesthood I've heard this. Father Scott, I quit praying. You know why? I quit praying because I pray, and nothing happens. Listen, with God, when nothing seems to be happening, something is happening. So maybe what God is doing with all your prayers is what he's doing with the Moso tree. So all your prayers are underlying in your spiritual life, growing roots, spreading out in ways you don't even know. And then the more you pray, the more you become prayerful. And the more you become prayerful, you're open to God. You're available to God. See, God is not so much concerned about our ability or our inability. He's concerned about our availability. And the more we pray, the more we make ourselves available to God. So in doing that, all this preparation, all this time we put into prayer, saying prayers even without a great deal of enthusiasm, praying prayers that seem to be monotonous. I especially think of the Mass, you know? More and more I hear people say, you know, I don't get anything out of the ritual. It's the same old ritual all the time. Well, don't you think that the ritual, even though it's the same, can be powerful moments if we invest ourselves in it? I mean, we don't go to Mass to be entertained. We go to Mass to be present to God, available to God, to give praise, honor, glory, and adoration to God. Somebody once said there's no such thing as a bad sermon if you're a good listener, that you can pick some kernel of truth that applies to your life. So when you feel like nothing is happening to your prayer life, believe me, God is working. You got to make a leap of faith sometimes, because God's timing is not our timing. He knows when to start letting you grow deeper and deeper and deeper into his friendship. That's a preparation period. You know, when I joined the Capuchin Franciscans, we spent a year in a novitiate. Novice means a beginner. So it was 12 months of learning about prayer, about contemplative prayer, learning about the vows of poverty, chastity, and obedience. And you know what? If we finished that year, if we were voted on to continue, we didn't take vows for 3 years, I mean, for a lifetime. We took vows for 3 years because the leaders of the community and the church in general knows that you don't want to force yourself to take final vows when you're still in a preparatory period. And that's how it is with prayer. If you think that God is not listening to your prayers, you're wrong, because if God would forget you for a millisecond, you would go out of existence. Every prayer is heard. Every prayer is answered in a way that God wants it to be answered for our good. Yes, it takes perseverance. Jesus said, pray always and never lose heart. So don't lose heart over not getting an immediate response or dryness. Trust the Lord. He loves you. He will never forget you. If a mother could forget her child, God will never forget us because he holds us in the palm of his hand.